KSDP 830 AM Sandpoint, Alaska, and K201DA 88.1 FM.
From NPR, it's World Cafe. Hey, I am Kaleo, and all this week we're looking forward to spring. And we're playing back some of our favorite interviews with artists whose albums revolve around nature. Trapper Shep fell in love with Irish folk music, and his latest album is called Siren Songs.
A fella came over to replace my dishwasher, and I said, "Can I play you something?" And a half hour later, I had played half of the new album, Siren Songs, for him.
We talked to the Wisconsin songwriter about heading down to Johnny Cash's cabin in Tennessee to record the album. And yes, Trapper is the youngest person to ever have a co-write with Bob Dylan. It started when he finished an old sketch that hit the internet.
Eventually, Rolling Stone took notice, Billboard took notice, and then Bob Dylan's lawyers took notice.
As we prepare for spring, it's an encore with Trapper Shep, coming up on World Cafe. Gosh, it was almost a decade ago, my old pal Trapper Shep gave me a t-shirt that says, "I wish this would end." And let me tell you, this t-shirt gets a lot of play in the 2020s. That session coming up in just a few minutes, but first, here are the Avett Brothers, Another Is Waiting.
It's a fake, it's a hoax, it's a nowhere road where no one goes anywhere. Anyhow, well, you're following your heart rate down. She's a rose, she's a queen, but she's staring at a magazine in the dark, on that path where they doctor every photograph. And I love, and I use them both to cover up. Another is waiting, she isn't saying anything. But I love you, and I care, so you got to get off that conveyor belt. If I could, I would come right. It's a con, the nature of the road you're on lets me see your skeleton well before your life is done. Another is waiting, she isn't saying anything. Another is waiting, she isn't saying anything.
Let it go, course, like you live.
Welcome one, welcome all. I am Kaleo. It is World Cafe. And spring, less than a week away. We can't wait. So all this week, we are featuring performances from musicians whose albums revolve around nature in one way or another. Returning to nature, getting out of hibernation, that's what it's about. And, you know, during the pandemic, Trapper Shep found himself listening to a song from Paul Brady called Arthur McBride. And that was his gateway into the world of Irish folk music. Now, at its heart, Trapper's new album, Siren Songs, is very much inspired by the traditions and themes of Irish folk, all those seaside shanties. But it's not beholden to it. Shep recorded the album at the family cabin of another guy who made folk music his own, Johnny Cash. I caught up with Trapper, the Wisconsin singer-songwriter, to talk about making the album. And he'll tell the story of how he ended up finishing a Bob Dylan song that had been sitting in a desk drawer for a half century. Pretty cool. Our chat in a minute, but first, a performance of the song Cliffs of Dover. Spring is Springing with Trapper Shep here on World Cafe.
Oh, 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 and the bullets blow.
Recorded live in Philadelphia, it's World Cafe and Trapper Shep with a performance of Cliffs of Dover. It's from his new album, Siren Songs. Trapper Shep is my guest today. I'm Kaleo. It's the World Cafe. So first off, congrats on the album. It's absolutely gorgeous. And its origins began with something that you used, I guess, as a little bit of a solace or something you found solace in during the pandemic, which is Irish folk music. How did you fall down that rabbit hole?
Well, a lot of folk music comes from Ireland, right?
Yeah.
And I began listening to the music of the Clancy Brothers and Paul Brady specifically. There's this clip of Paul Brady, a young Irishman, playing the song Arthur McBride. It's an anti-war sort of tune. And he detuned his guitar into open D tuning. And I watched him playing the song, telling this story, and I said, I have to play like that.
Oh, me and me cousin one Arthur McBride, as we went walking down by the seaside. Now mark what followed and what did be tied, for it being on Christmas morning.
And I just began playing up and down the neck of the guitar in a way I never have before, and I felt as if I had a whole new canvas. I got so obsessed with it that a fellow came over to replace my dishwasher, and I said, can I play you something? And a half hour later, I had played half of the new album, Siren Songs, for him. And this was in the middle of the pandemic. You know, there was not many people around, so.
The next song that you're going to perform, definitely given me some Waterboys vibes. Can you talk a little bit about Secrets of the Breeze?
Well, that song in particular, I wrote after a paddleboard accident.
Yeah, this is something that I saw, and I was like, I saw paddleboarding, Lake Michigan, and winter.
Yes.
And
so
that seems like a recipe for disaster. It does not warm up in Lake Michigan. How'd you get into paddleboarding?
Yeah, I began paddleboarding in the fall of 2021, and I liked it so much that when winter came, I couldn't stop.
Oh, no.
And the waves started getting bigger and bigger, and my sense of confidence got bigger and bigger. And one day I went out. I thought, well, I can start surfing a bit. This big wave comes in, and it throws me first down, then up, then down, and then into these big boulders. But what that incident left me with was a renewed sense of the unpredictable nature of nature.
How, like, was there a moment while you were going through this, I don't know, incident adventure where you're kind of being dragged down? Did you, like, how afraid were you of what was going on?
Well, I grew up BMX biking.
Okay.
So I'm a bit of an adrenaline junkie, and I had a number of traumatic bike accidents when I was a kid. The worst being I herniated a disc in my back, spinal decompression surgery. But thankfully, I was laid up one day and I heard the music of Bob Dylan in a BMX bike movie, and that forever changed my life. But yeah, just the Secrets of the Breeze, it's all about that. It's just, you got to embrace the wildness of nature and how things can just turn so quickly.
Well, I'm glad you didn't have your own miniature wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
I was thinking about that song.
Yeah, well, let's take a listen to Secrets of the Breeze. It's Trapper Shep here on World Cafe.
The rolling river and the rain, rippling
In studio here on World Cafe, it's Trapper Shep. That's a performance of Secrets of the Breeze. Trapper's new album is Siren Songs. And he's my guest on World Cafe today. Hey, I'm Kaleo. So you recorded Siren Songs at the Cash Cabin, which just so evocative. That's in Hendersonville, Tennessee. Tell us a little bit about what that place is.
Well, towards the end of Johnny Cash's life, he became less mobile. And he had always made music, recorded in this cabin, but they decked it out into a full studio. Whereas before, it was a place where him and Merle would hang and, you know, make bologna sandwiches, watch movies, and they turned it into the studio. And it is just the most remarkable space. If you love Americana music, you love this space. You walk in and you get the chills. June's piano is sitting right there. Steinway upright piano. You take a stroll into the kitchen and there's a full drum set up. And Johnny Cash's guitars, his rocking chairs with the little carved in initials JRC. It is absolutely amazing.
Do you feel that energy like when you pick up the guitar or play June's piano? I hate to feel mystical, but almost do you feel that legacy in the instrument when you pick it up?
There's a weight to it, for sure. And then you pause, take a deep breath, and you get down to business. But there was a harmonium there that really just made me feel good.
It sounds like you're in the, you know, Isley Brothers Shout recording sessions. Everyone's got a smile on their face.
Yes.
And this feeling of just joy and delight.
Yes.
We're here with Trapper Shep on World Cafe. The new album is Siren Songs. Up next, Queen of the Mist. And I would say there are probably not a lot of 21st century songs that tackle the subject matter in this track. Can you talk a little bit about the inspiration?
Well, Queen of the Mist is inspired by a woman named Annie Edison Taylor. And she was towards the end of her life, and she thought she hadn't really left her mark on the world. So the way she would do that is becoming the first person to ever fly over Niagara Falls in a wooden barrel. Okay?
Yeah.
And she first sent her cat over in the wooden barrel.
I always took exception to that.
Yeah. She did put a bunch of pillows in, you know, just so PETA doesn't get too mad.
Right.
But the cat survived, and Annie's trip over Niagara Falls went off without a hitch, and it was an overnight, you know, big news story.
Yeah, news of the world, yeah.
And I thought it was just the most heroic and brave thing for a woman in her 60s to do. Just incredible.
How did things work out for her after that, though?
Well, not great, because she had her 15 minutes of fame,
yeah,
and her manager stole the wooden barrel and began going around the country to carnivals and fairs with her barrel, while she had to get a replacement barrel. And you can Google this. There's pictures of her, and it's written on the barrel, Queen of the Mist, and she would stand outside of Niagara Falls selling postcards and the like. But, you know, it's really a classic American story. And there are enough songs about Lone Rangers and cowboys and strong men. I thought, why not a song about a woman?
Yeah. And hits that sweet spot of something that is inspiring, but also heartbreaking, and also will make you laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
totally.
It's Trapper Shep. Let's hear it. Queen of the Mist.
Thank you.
Recorded in studio here at World Cafe by my guest, Trapper Shep. His new album is Siren Songs. I'm Kaleo. It's the World Cafe. You're the youngest person to have a co-write with Bob Dylan for the song on Wisconsin. Do you ever get tired of hearing that, by the way, when someone tells you that, something you should know?
Well, on the road, when I first started talking about it, everyone would say that and then go, well, your life's kind of all downhill from here then, isn't it? And I'm like, oh, man.
I don't know if I would make that joke. But for our audience who might be unfamiliar, can you tell us how you ended up in that unusual position?
Well, Bob Dylan's last stop before New York City was actually Wisconsin. He went into the studio to begin his first album, self-titled, Bob Dylan with John Hammond, Columbia Records. He wrote 2 pages of lyrics about Wisconsin. And these lyrics got pushed aside. I don't know if he tried it. They didn't like it, what it was. And his roommate at the time in New York had them in a dresser drawer for 57 years. And I was sitting there one day scrolling Facebook in the morning, and this news article caught my eye. It said, Bob Dylan lyrics about Wisconsin, up for auction, $30,000. And I thought, well, I don't have $30,000, but I dig Dylan. I'm from Wisconsin, and I'm a folk singer. I booked a studio that weekend and got a few guys together, recorded it, threw it out there on the internet, and eventually Rolling Stone took notice, Billboard took notice, and then Bob Dylan's lawyers took notice.
Ooh.
It was good, though. I was standing in a Whole Foods scooping the couscous, and I get a little ding on my phone, and I look down and basically said, Bob Dylan has approved the joint publishing of On Wisconsin with Trapper Shep. And I dropped the scooper and I walked around the overpriced grocery store and spent $300. And it was, you know, that moment in my life where I just felt validated.
That's,
you know,
incredible.
By my hero.
We'd love people to hear it. Let's take a listen to Trapper Shep. With a guy named Robert Zimmerman here on the co-write. This is On Wisconsin.
I'm headed to Wisconsin, 2,000 miles to go. Madison, Milwaukee, sets my heart aglow. I'm a coming to that state and my heart's beating fast. And I'll jerk my banjo gently, twiddle my mustache on Wisconsin.
It's Trapper Shep with On Wisconsin, a song he co-wrote, finishing Bob Dylan's lyrics originally written in 1961, song recorded in 2019. How often do you play it?
We play it every night.
We
only skip it when we're opening for Jacob Dylan and the Wallflowers. That's the only time I've left it out of the set.
I think that's a responsible thing to do. I completely understand. We're hanging out with Trapper Shep here on World Cafe. The new album is Siren Songs. Up next, Silken Satin. Tell us a little bit about the song.
Well, so the album is called Siren Songs, and a lot of the songs have nautical themes to them. And I heard one time that the earliest form of drag is actually sailors' wives who would dress up like other sailors as men and go to sea so they could be with their husbands. I thought, that is so, so romantic. And one of my good friends, oldest friends from Milwaukee, shout out to Trixie Mattel.
Wow.
Please continue taking over the world.
Yeah.
I wrote this song, Silken Satin. It's about a drag queen who lives by day as a businessman in Manhattan, and then at night crosses a river to Brooklyn and turns into a drag queen. and there's someone special that they meet along the way, which you'll hear about here.
Yeah. Would you play it for us?
Yes.
Let's hear it. Silk and Satin. It's Trapper Shep.
One, two, three. Silk and satin, silk and satin. Silk and satin, silk and satin. He loves him in that silk and satin. Throw out them old sailor blues for mermaid red in high heel shoes. Slip into that tight elastic to trip them lights so fantastic. You can't wait. See him stare, turn neon nails and bleach blonde hair. Cross that river from Manhattan to Brooklyn, wearing silk and satin, silk and satin, silk and satin. He loves him in that silk and satin, silk and satin, silk and satin. He loves him. Yes, you put on such a show with your eyeshadow and your silicone. Give them that prima donna synthetic diamonds. You make them wanna dive into a sea of glitter, string of pearls, bourbon and bitters. That first mate found a captain in Brooklyn. Silk and satin, silk and satin. He loves him in that silk and satin. Silk and satin, silk and satin. He loves him in that silk and such a scare. You tie your tie and comb your hair. And you wipe that mascara with a napkin from last night's running. Silk and satin, silk and satin. He loves him in that silk and satin. Silk and satin, silk and satin. He loves him. Wants him in that silk and satin. He needs him in that silk and satin.
In studio at World Cafe, it is Trapper Shep with Silk and Satin, his new album, Siren Songs. Trapper, thank you so much for coming in. Congratulations on the record, and we hope to see you soon here.
Thank you. Big love.
You got it. Trapper Shep, we're back in a minute with more World Cafe.
Thank you.
Welcome back. It's World Cafe. Thanks again to Trapper Shep. His latest album is called Siren Songs. Always good to have an old friend in studio. Spring is springing all week on World Cafe. You can find a playlist of some of our favorite springtime songs at worldcafe.org. This is a good one. Polyphonic Spree. Here is Light and Day. One of my favorite Wistful songs, the one-hit wonder from Blind Melon, a band that was far too good to only have one hit song. It's No Rain from their self-titled album, Blue Sky from the Allman Brothers, and Light and Day from Polyphonic Spree. We're back in a minute on World Cafe. Welcome back. It's World Cafe. Hey, Camp. It's been a while. It's nice to hear from you again. Talking about the band Camp, C-A-A-M-P. It's been a while since they've made an appearance on the cafe, but they have a new EP that is out now called Somewhere. Check out new music called Let Things Go.
Times are hard, you're afraid to pay the fee, so you find yourself somebody who can do the job for free. When you need a bit of loving, 'cause your man is out of town, that's the time you get me running, and you know I'll be around.
I'm a fool to do your dirty work, oh yeah. I don't wanna do your dirty work no more. I'm a fool to do your dirty work, oh yeah.
Light the candle, put the lock upon the door. You have sent the maid home early, like a thousand times before. Like the castle in its corner, in a medieval game, I foresee terrible trouble, and I stay here just the same.
I'm a fool to do your dirty work, oh yeah. I don't wanna do your dirty work no more. I'm a fool to do your dirty work, oh yeah.
Steely Dan refusing to do dirty work. Can't blame them. Off the album.
KSDP is generously supported by Precision Airways in Sandpoint, Alaska, offering chartered air services throughout the Aleutians Eastboro and beyond. For more information on charters and prices, Theo is available at 907-989-4080. Precision Airways is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
With us.